This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome into another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen this week as he travels around Ireland. Here, as usual, with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware, which is kind of the hot seat of one of our top 10 stories this week. And also joining us is Greg Corumbus from the Radio America Network, our news director here at the network, and also the host of the Three Martini Lunch podcast, which you should check out on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And as usual, guys, we'll start here with the list for the week of April 1st to April 5th. As tallied by Talkers Magazine, they talk to all of the talk radio stations around the country and figure out what you've been talking about on their radio stations, on your radio stations, and then they come up with a list of the top 10 talk topics. Say that five times real fast. So let's get to it. At number 10, it's NCAA Final Four. At number 9, it's Mick Jagger's heart surgery and the Netflix rate increase. At number 8, it's the Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee bridge collapse. I don't know how you tie those, but they did. Number 7 is the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. Number 6 is the 2020 Democratic field. Number 5 is Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. And number 3, Trump and the Mexican border. Number 2, Trump tax returns issue. Don't know why that's still an issue. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. As far as top 10 people in your talk radio stations this week, at number 10, Mick Jagger. Number 9, Nipsey Hussle. Still love the way his name is kind of a takeoff of Nipsey Russell. For anybody who knows who that is, you should. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. Number 8, help me out here, Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Thank you.
Buttigieg. Or if you like, Buddy Gig.
Yeah, Buddy Gig. That's what I wanted to say. Buddy Gig. Okay. Number 6, yeah, right. Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. That's quite the couple right there. Followed up by number 4, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Number 3, Joe Biden, right in Rick's backyard. Number 2, William Barr. And number 1, as with a bullet, Donald Trump, as they say in music radio. All right, so let's get into this. It's been a big week in talk radio, as it usually is, but I mean, it's just in the era of Trump, it just always seems like there's these big, huge topics every single week. There's never a slow week. So always lots of great stuff to talk about. And this time of year, you're going to get the Final Four. And, you know, while it's going on this weekend, while we're sitting here talking, you know, we'll see who kind of comes out on Monday with the championship. But the interesting aspect of this to me is the gambling and the legalized gambling around the country and how people can sit in the stands, watch a game with their phone in their hands and be betting on a non-professional sport. Good or bad? Greg, let's start there.
That's a tough one, but it's interesting to me how ESPN is immediately embracing this, because you'd see NFL spreads or NBA spreads all the time. As soon as the Supreme Court started looking at this and other states besides Las Vegas and Nevada started looking at this, they're immediately on the spreads. They're immediately on the over-under. They want this. Everybody's into this now. I mean, college sports, especially the big college sports, are such big business now. To throw this in there really isn't that big of a change. It's not like most of these kids, especially the one and dones who are going to Duke and Kentucky, are really worried about their degree. They're looking forward to the next level. And so to have a few folks wagering a few dollars on Zion Williamson and whether he makes it to the Final Four, he did not because the awesome Michigan State Spartans did, is not exactly the end of the world. But I don't want it to go beyond college, that's for sure.
Well, Rick,
I think the real problem here is you have a new peer group and encouraging kids to get ready to gamble when they're 18 years old, maybe 21, and that's the government. The government gets in as a peer group, as a partner. They are profiting from this. Yep. And so what happens now is you have all these people who are on their smartphones doing this gambling. And here in Delaware, for example, we're one of the first states to actually do this outside of Nevada. And we're seeing revenues drop and drop and drop because it's all going online anyway. And I think what's going to happen is there's going to be pushback. You know, there's a great reason why, for example, in Delaware, the government has not funded a really in-depth study on how gambling has cost the homes and financial security of seniors who take buses from nursing homes and their homes to the casinos and throw away their Social Security and pension checks, and that's because the government makes money doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the government
is
that's another great aspect of all of this is how the government loves, they cannot stand all of the, they don't want you to drink, they don't want you to smoke, they don't want you to own guns, they don't want you to gamble, unless we can make a couple of bucks on it in tax dollars.
Yeah, it's the same way they are with the lottery. It's the stupidest way you can possibly spend your money, but they encourage you to do it. It's crazy.
Right, exactly.
Hey, wait a second. You got a 1 in 292 million chance
right.
of winning.
Right.
That's exactly. about the same odds as one of us ever moving to Wisconsin where the last big Powerball win was.
Yeah, speaking of 1 in 292 million chance, what are the chances that Mick Jagger at 70-whatever years old he is, I mean, the guy's a health machine. Having a little stent put in this week, no big deal. He'll be fine. Please, prayers for him because we can't stand a world without Mick Jagger. But here you still have Keith Richards walking around drinking, doing drugs. He's not doing drugs currently. He's off of it. But these guys just keep on going, man. Yeah. They're the Energizer Bunnies of rock and roll.
Keith Richards actually died of a massive drug overdose in 1989 and has been kept not really alive but animated by nanotechnology ever since.
Did you know, I was reading an article about him the other day, when he was a kid in London, his family had to run while the Nazis were bombing London. He escaped bombings. Yeah, yeah. And then when he was like in 1971, he had a drug overdose. Like in 1974, he lit himself on fire while smoking in bed, fell asleep. Then he lit himself on fire doing freebasing cocaine. He fell out of the coconut tree and did something, scrambled his brain. This guy, it's just nothing hurts him. He is like in the movie Unbreakable. Nothing will kill Keith Richards.
Yeah, he's so rich. So Rich, here's the thing. We used to think that cockroaches would survive a nuclear war.
That's right.
No, Keith Richards will.
He absolutely will.
He's the Rasputin of rock and roll. One of my favorite Onion stories of all time is the story of the maid who has to brace herself every morning since 1976, preparing to find him dead when she walks in the house.
All right.
It's only funny because it's wrong.
Number 8, let's hit that. Nipsey Hussle. Now, I never knew who Nipsey Hussle was. Probably wouldn't have ever known if he didn't get shot and murdered. But ends up, this guy was a guy that was doing some good things, made good, making lots of money, decided not to move out of his neighborhood, and he was doing things to help improve his neighborhood. And what does he get for his efforts? He gets shot by another guy who's now in jail, who's got the same name as somebody who's
Nipsey Russell.
No, that's Nipsey Hussle, but the guy who shot him.
Oh, Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
Yes. Right. Oh, yeah, right. I know. Go figure.
So we got Eric and Holder and Nipsey Russell Hussle.
Not the former attorney general.
Right. Right. So that's going to unfold. But this Tennessee bridge collapse, okay, that gives us a couple minutes to talk about infrastructure and where the whole infrastructure conversation is. Greg, Trump's got a real opportunity to get some infrastructure spending done, and they don't seem to have. I mean, he's been here a couple of years yet, and they really haven't brought that up. What's the hold off on this?
Well, it's big spending, and anytime you have a big spending bill, particularly on something like transportation, the dollars can get out of control. So the Republicans are worried about that. The Democrats don't want to give him a win on anything, even if it's something they generally like. So they would really have to jack up the price tag for that to happen. The interesting thing that I've seen, and is going to make a lot of people on the right mad, is that Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, is pretty cozy now with the idea of raising federal gasoline taxes to help pay for all this stuff. So it's good to have bridges that don't collapse, but you're going to pay more to get them.
I don't understand this. Why do they need to raise taxes to pay for things we've already paid taxes for them to upkeep?
Because we're running a massive deficit, and so this is money on top of what they're already spending. So I guess that would be their argument.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, just an FYI, I was going through the list of states with the worst bridges in the country, and then also the states that had the most bridges. So you have two categories here. A lot of bridges that are in desperate need of help, and then the worst bridges in the country, all in between me and you in Pennsylvania. So look out, Pennsylvania. Hold your breath when you ride over a bridge because it's looking like they need a little help there.
Just drive on the ground.
You know what? I'll walk across the bridge. Number seven, the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. These are two things we can hit real quick here. We've got about 2 minutes left here. The mayoral election, we have a couple of firsts here. First black woman to ever hold the office of mayor. First openly gay person ever to hold the office of mayor in the city of Chicago. But the real question is, will she be able to overcome the just rampant, it's just the most corrupt city in the United States. Will she be able to do anything about it, Rick?
Well, of course not. You can't actually get that power without, of course not, without actually being somewhat corrupt. I want to throw this out to you guys as well, because I found this to be interesting in a political way. So it was Lori Lightfoot running against Tony Preckwinkle. And Tony Preckwinkle...
Which, by the way, is a sitcom, Preckwinkle and Lightfoot. It should have been a sitcom.
You're right.
Must see TV.
They're cops in the 1980s cops.
Yeah.
So the thing is... you remember all the Jussie Smollett scandal and the Chicago DA, Kim Fox, and all that stuff. So the state attorney there was actually a mentee of Tony Preckwinkle, who's running for mayor. And I wonder how many people said, you know what, that whole Smollett thing was so scandalous, I blame the state attorney, who's actually a mentee of Preckwinkle, and so we're going to go with Lightfoot because she's not involved in that scandal.
You know what? You've got an absolutely great point, and we'll see what this whole Smollett thing roots out and whether she's able to make any moves in Chicago and actually clean something. I don't have a lot of hope, but, hey, you can always wish for something. All right, so there you are. There's number 10 through number 7. We'll pick it up at number 6 with the 2020 Democratic field, and number 5, Trump versus Obama, coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown. Show.
Have coffee stains, red wine stains, your teeth don't look so good, right? I have the perfect risk-free solution that'll have you on your way to a more confident you, a brighter smile. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, will transform your smile in 5 minutes. Yep, you take a tube, you snap it, you swab your teeth, and you smile. You don't have to give up coffee. You don't have to give up wine or any of the things that stain your teeth. This will extract from your enamel the stain, so it saves your tooth. Easy, dentist and hygienist approved. So let's get to Power Swabs today so you can get a fabulous new smile. This is a very, very smart offer. Not available online, not available in stores. Call now. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Again, it's 800-208-1797. Call now for Power Swabs.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Ford's large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen, along with Greg Corumbus from Radio America and the Three Martini Lunch, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in famous Delaware now with Joe Biden all over the place. So let's pick it up here at number six with the 2020 Democratic field. And Greg is really just has his nose into the politics and who's connected, who's not, who's doing well, watches the numbers, and I'm curious to see, Greg, this week, because, I mean, we got a long time to go here. Things are going to change. But this week, who's looking strong in the Democratic field, and do they have any chance at this point against Trump?
Well, they certainly have a chance because Trump is so polarizing. I mean, his approval numbers are either right at 50 or slightly below, depending on the polls.
He's a lock.
So the antipathy towards Trump is, I mean, we saw it at the midterms. We saw it in where you and I live in Virginia last year. So there's motivation to stop him. The question is whether they've got somebody who can, A, win the nomination and then pivot back to the middle and not look completely insane doing so, because everybody seems to be lurching towards the left here to the point where Joe Biden actually seems like a middle-of-the-road guy. Bernie Sanders is perhaps the only guy here who's not trying to figure out what people want. And you've got your top tier. That's your, what I like to call your killer bees. That's your Beto, Bernie, Biden, and Buttigieg. Plus Kamala Harris and maybe Elizabeth Warren.
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah. He's in there for sure. And then you've got just all these also-rans. We were on Three Martini Lunch on Thursday. There's 21 Democrats who are either in or seriously thinking about it, from people who have been the vice president of the United States, like Joe Biden, to this guy, Wayne Messam, who's the mayor of Miramar. Not where Top Gun is in California, Miramar, Florida, where I have no idea where that is. And so, yeah, you're probably looking at a 4-5 person race right now, but as name recognition picks up for somebody like Buttigieg, who's caught the fancy of the media now and had $7 million in fundraising in the first quarter, you might see a couple people in there you didn't think had much of a chance. You'll probably see at least one centrist survive, but you're looking at Bernie, Biden, Beto, Kamala. That's your upper crust right now.
All right, so Rick,
let's move right over into Delaware, since you know Biden very well. You've interviewed him many times over the years. You've been there for 18 years. You know him well. Let's just go ahead and hit number four here with the Me Too movement and his problems that he's got with being creepy Uncle Joe. Does this hurt him, or do you think people just give him a pass because he's creepy Uncle Joe and the lovey-touchy-feely kind of guy that he is?
Never hurts him in Delaware. That's the thing. In Delaware, everybody knows him. He's huggable, he's lovable, and he gives it right back to you. I remember the St. Patrick's Day parade many years ago. Down the street, he's waving at people, shaking hands, smiling. He leans over to a guy, he's in his 50s, with dark hair, and holds him by each side of his head, gives him a big kiss on the forehead, keeps going. The guy that got kissed is smiling. Oh my God, Joe kissed my forehead! It's one of those
like
things.
The Pope.
I honestly... Yeah, you know, it's Joe. And here, it's not that big a deal. It's like, okay, we get this. We don't even think about it as being some benevolent sexism like some psychiatrist wrote or something. So we actually, there are Republicans here, man, who called up my show and said, no, this is insane. I suspect far left supporters of Beto O'Rourke, of Bernie Sanders, who are coming out and trying to trash him. They actually believe, and there were women calling in saying they believe, especially the woman in Connecticut who only wants a female for a candidate for president. And then there was a Lucy Flores, who likes Bernie Sanders, and Beto O'Rourke. They all believe that this is being run by the far-left part of the Democratic Party to get Joe out because he is the most popular.
Greg, do you think that the right is happy to see Joe get knocked out, or would they love to run up against him? Who do you think the right, who do you think Trump wants to run against?
Well, Trump was making fun of this today, too. I think he'd probably prefer to run against somebody as hard left as possible to try and win over the people who don't particularly like him.
All right, so we'll watch this play out over the next 18 months here as we get closer to 2020. Coming up, Trump versus Obamacare at number 5, and Trump and the Mexican border. It's all Trump from here on out, so don't miss a minute of it. It's the Talk Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Barada. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is again threatening to impose a 25% tariff on auto imports if Mexico doesn't help with immigration problems at the border. On a visit to California's border with Mexico, the president also suggests his administration will take a much more rigid approach to immigration.
This is our new statement. The system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration. Can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Area is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
His visit comes a day after he abruptly backed down from his threats to seal the lengthy border between Mexico and the U.S. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he's not sorry for any of his intentions or past actions, but to the women he made uncomfortable, he says he is sorry he didn't understand more at the time. Biden acknowledges he is merely waiting for the right moment to jump into the 2020 presidential race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen, along with Greg Corumbus from Radio America, my cohort. He's actually sitting right across the glass from me. I can see him.
Hello.
Unlike Rick Jensen, who is in Delaware this morning from WDEL. And we are making our way down the top 10 list. And let's go through the list again if you're just joining us. The top 10 stories, and number 10, the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, Mick Jagger's heart surgery and the Netflix rate increase. At number 8, Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee bridge collapse. Number 7, the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. At number 6, the 2020 Democratic field. Number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. We'll get into that in a minute. Number 3, the Trump and the Mexican border issue. At number 2, Trump's tax returns. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. And the top 10 people of the week are number 10, Mick Jagger. Number 9, Nipsey Hussle. Still love saying that. I feel bad the guy's gone, but I love saying his name. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. She's got a fun name, too. These people all have fun names. Number 7, Pete Buttigieg. Right?
Buttigieg.
Yeah, him too. At number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She sounds like a hit person from Mexico. Number 3, Joe Biden. Number 2, William Barr. And number 1, the Trumpster, Mr. Trump there. All right, so we're picking up here on number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. So Trump comes out this week and says, we're going to fix health care, we're going to fix Obamacare, and Mitch McConnell says, what, Greg?
Nope. You come up with a plan if you want to.
Yeah. And then Trump says, what then?
Oh, I didn't mean this year.
Yeah, no, we'll do it after the election. Sure, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a ticket. Oh my God. So, but you know, he does have a plan, and it's weird because there's
Does he have a plan? Does he?
There actually is, and there are some things that are happening right now. There's this growing body of evidence that relaxing federal regulations and freeing the states to innovate does make health care more affordable families and small businesses. Yeah, so before Maryland got their waiver, insurers in Maryland filed requests for 2019 premium hikes, averaging about 30%. After the federal government approved the waiver, the premiums averaged 13% lower than in 2018. That is a 43% swing. So Maryland and other waiver states are getting these results without increasing federal spending or creating any new federally funded reinsurance program like Pelosi wants. There are ways to do this. I just wanted to bring that to the table.
Well, Larry Hogan, he's an innovative guy, and he's thinking about running for president, too. He's throwing his hat out there, possibly, to be able to run for president. So is he a guy that's coming up with ideas in a left-leaning state as a conservative Republican governor that could work across the country?
I don't know, but they've been actually experimenting in Arkansas, with Medicaid. They required work, and there are more people who are getting jobs and fewer who are going on to Medicaid. But anyway, a federal judge ordered Arkansas to drop that Medicaid work requirement, but it was working. So whether it's in Maryland with Hogan or Arkansas, other places, there seem to be some things that are working that are along what Trump was proposing.
Greg, why doesn't Mitch McConnell want to touch this?
Well, you saw what happened in 2017. His own party couldn't come together when they had the votes to do it in the Senate. It tore the party apart. It gave the Democrats momentum. It gave them something that they could point to and say, here's how your life would be worse if this bill had passed, giving them specifics without the Democrats throwing out anything of their own other than Medicare for All in a very generic way is going to be controversial for the Republicans. And so McConnell's probably right. For those who are struggling because of the existing law, it's not going to help much. But in terms of painting the other side, big government, more government in healthcare is not going to be the answer. That'll be the Republicans' argument, and then they can worry about the specifics later.
So does this just get kicked down the can or kicked down the road?
Yeah, because you're not going to get Medicare for All through the Senate or the White House right now, and the House won't touch anything the Republicans want to do that's more market-based and less government involvement, like Rick was talking about happening in Maryland and like this, like the president seems to be embracing here. So unless there's universal control following 2020, this is going to be a stalemate for a while. That's why the Republicans not getting it done in 2017 was such a huge thing.
All right, well, we'll toss that one right back up there on the third rail where it belongs.
Right.
Let's go back to Joe Biden. At number four, it's Joe Biden's Me Too problem. And we talked about Joe when we were talking about the 2020 Democratic field, but I want to hit this in a little different perspective here. I think that Joe is an innocent, albeit a little bit creepy guy, very touchy-feely, and that's the way people were in the 60s and 70s, especially salespeople, politicians, the whole thing. I think Joe's an innocent guy. A little creepy sometimes? Yeah. I mean, some of those pictures of him coming over a woman's shoulder, whispering into his ear, into their ear, that's a little creepy. But does he have really any ill intent? I don't think so. I think he's basically not meaning to sexually harass anybody, and that this Me Too movement has bitten the people who created it. And I think Joe's sitting there going, what happened here?
Oh, I think that's
exactly.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Well, as somebody who's interviewed Joe, and I know people who worked in his office and campaigns, things like that, you have Democrats here, women, who are saying they're taking it too far with the Me Too movement. And it really, that's what's happening here in Delaware. They think it's going too far. And
is there
an
age limit on this, Rick? Are 20 and 25 year olds going Me Too, Me Too, Me Too, and then 45 and 55 year olds going, this is getting crazy?
I had women in their 30s, you just guess by the voice, and 40s and 50s, all the same thing. This has gone way too far. They think he's being set up by folks on the left side of the party.
Okay.
Yeah, and you look at his reputation. Yes, there's been a couple of accusations that I felt uncomfortable. They said they did not think they were being sexually harassed. Yes, it's creepy. Most people don't sniff other people's hair, especially unsolicited. But he's never been accused. He's never been accused of philandering, to my knowledge.
Which is
very different than a lot of other politicians in Washington. So I think
I have spoken with Republican operatives, as you were. There's two things you'll never hear about Joe Biden. Never, never. And that's getting drunk and cheating. Never.
He's not a drinker, huh?
Oh, no.
Really? See, he looks like the kind of guy you want to sit down and have a beer with.
Well, he did, but it was a non-alcoholic beer at the beer summit.
At the beer summit. That's right. He was there.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
interesting.
It was very interesting. All right. Well, we'll watch and see how that one goes. All right. Number three, Trump and the Mexican border issue. Here's another one, just like the health care thing. Going to shut down the border. What do you guys think?
Nope.
So, I mean, was it the fact that we wouldn't be getting guacamole and avocados like we want, or what happened there to shut that and turn it around, Greg?
Yes and no. It's not just about avocados, but it's about the economic disruption of things legitimately coming across the border for manufacturing and other imports and exports, just the flow of goods and services between us and one of our largest trading partners. So when you've got folks like Ted Cruz, who is one of the bigger border hawks out there, saying, please don't do this, and Mitch McConnell doing his typical just no,
right.
then Trump knows he's not going to have support for this, even though he wouldn't need legislative an endorsement for this. But he needs his party behind him if he's going to take a drastic step like this, and he just didn't have it. So he's going to hold off a year at least.
Rick, did Trump know that he wouldn't get the support from the right, and did he just say it just to throw it out there? It's the second dumbest, I'm going to close this, shut this down statement he's ever made in his presidency. The first one, he got punked by Schumer. Schumer knew it was coming, and they enjoyed watching the pain of the people who would now vote Democrat because they blamed Trump. Trump, I don't think, had any clue that you've got $1.6 billion worth of goods going back and forth every day. This would cost thousands of American jobs, especially in the automobile industry. I don't think he had a clue. And then the Chamber of Commerce representatives had to say, Mr. President, here's thousands of people going to lose their jobs. Automobile industry. We've got these electrical harnesses that have to go in all of these cars, and they come from Mexico. And so now he says, you got 1 year. It's like the bully in the yard who goes, I'm going to pound you next year if you don't shape up. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, it's just, I think he's grasping now because the border issue, it seems to get nowhere. And what do you do to actually fix the illegal immigration problem? And nobody's got any answers. So we're looking at health care. Nobody's got any answers. We're looking at the border. Nobody's got any answers. And here's another one nobody has any answers for. How they're going to get Trump to give up his tax returns. Not happening.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to do it. And I don't know why you keep asking. We didn't get Obama's birth certificate. You're not going to get Trump's tax returns. I see the value of being able to see every president's tax returns. But the guy was a business guy. Okay, I get it. There's probably some things he doesn't want us to see. But what do they hope to find in these things, Greg?
They're going to try to find people who are manipulating him financially, whether it's the Russians or people in his Manhattan orbit or anywhere else that can be used to tar him as somebody who's either compromised, doing somebody else's bidding, or has an agenda that is not based on what is best for America, but is best for somebody who's somehow got him by the collar. So whether or not they'll find that, I don't know. You're right. Trump's tax returns probably show some fairly shady stuff. But I think it's kind of like the Mueller report, not to get ahead of you here, but I think it's more wishful thinking than that there's actually evidence that something's there. Don't forget it was Harry Reid who claimed that Mitt Romney never even paid taxes and later admitted he completely made it up just to make Mitt Romney look bad. So the idea that they're going to throw this out there and just hope they catch something with it randomly is not beyond the comprehension.
Well, I mean, Trump's already admitted, Rick, that, I do everything in my power to legally cheat the government out of their taxes that they want. So what, I mean, do they really think that he's done something illegal, or do they just want to try and find the Russians that have paid him and now there's collusion there because the Russians have something on him?
You know, the day of hope is not over, and that's what they're looking for. There's endless hope that if there's nothing illegal, at least disparaging, and I'm certain that they will find something, because it all comes down to the messaging. Yeah.
Yeah, I've said this before. I don't want Trump living next door to me. I don't want him driving my kids to soccer practice. I definitely don't want him doing my taxes. but if he's the guy up there signing the tax bill and working on the tariff bill, yeah, that's the guy I want in there. Coming up, we will jump right into the Mueller report aftermath on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking, so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome. It's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right. Here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com. Here's the deal. You buy three bottles. That's a 90-day supply. You get two bottles. That's two more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, so now we've made it to number one, the big one in the report. And it's, you know, this one's had some legs. It's been at number one for a couple of weeks here. It's the Mueller Report aftermath. And I think the thing that I walk away with here is that the Democrats really don't have that smoking gun that they wish they had walking into 2020. And so now what are they going to do? So now they're hoping to get Trump's tax returns as the smoking gun for 2020. That's not going to happen. What are the Democrats, what is still the aftermath of the Mueller report being talked about? And what is the smoking gun that they're going to look for?
Well, they're looking to basically say this stuff still happened. It just doesn't rise to a prosecutable offense. You got Adam Schiff, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, saying absolutely there was collusion. I respect Robert Mueller. I understand why he says this isn't something that can be prosecuted. I think where you're really going to get the fireworks here is on the obstruction issue. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, says that this does not rise to something he or the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, who the Democrats love, thinks is prosecutable. But there's evidence on both sides there. So once some of that becomes public, the Democrats and MSNBC, they're going to run with that like crazy.
So, Rick, it's looking like the Republicans are trying, the AG is trying to hold this off for just another couple weeks before they get a hold of it. Why is he holding it back? Why not just give it to him? Were they trying to build their rebuttal for whatever the Democrats want?
No, I think Bill Barr is trying to abide by the law. When, you know, if you're going to release something to Congress, which essentially is releasing it to the public, either in drips or drabs or the whole thing at once, the public, you need to redact some things. I've been reading a lot of legal opinions about this, and when you have grand jury testimony, for a number of different reasons, you have to actually redact that. Sometimes it's because of this ongoing investigation. Sometimes it's to protect somebody's safety. It might involve some ongoing international CIA activity or something. You don't know what's come through this. But it's interesting to see where the Democrats are now, because when it was first released, when that four-page summary was first released by Bill Barr, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but that's his job. That is his legal charge, is it or is it not?
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it was released, the Democrats are all disappointed. They were dismayed. They wept. Nobody watched Rachel Maddow for 2 days. And now you have Nancy Pelosi, who comes out as Speaker of the House, and she is angry with Bill Barr and has this incredible quote about Bill Barr, who's doing his job, who says, "I don't need you to tell me what's in it." I will see for myself.
And that's going to be the fun part of all this, is just watching her have the meltdown over the next few months when she doesn't get what she wants. And that's what makes this the number one topic of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, guys, thank you so much. Once again, that's Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware, Joe Biden's backyard, Greg Corumbus from the Three Martini Lunch and Radio America's News Director. I am Rich McFadden from the Radio America Network in for Doug Steffen, and hoping you have a great week, and we will talk to you next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes past the hour. It's time now for the top technology stories of the week. Follow the hashtag Tech Talk on all of our social media platforms at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen. Victoria Keelan is our technology guru. And Victoria, you've got the top five stories of the week, starting at number five with these 2 million credit card numbers that were stolen from Earl Enterprise restaurants.
Yes, this is, it feels like it's another day, another breach. And this one is no exception. This is the parent company of restaurants like Planet Hollywood, Buca di Beppo, and Mixology. Those are chains. They have confirmed that they experienced a security breach after they had some internal researchers looking into 2 million stolen credit card numbers that were actually sold online. And so hackers used malware installed at the point of sale systems in the restaurants, which is really scary when you think about it. So as your credit card is being swiped in these restaurants, it was also being stolen. And so credit card and debit card numbers, expiration dates, some cardholder names from different restaurant locations in 40 states. And Earl Enterprises says the breach took place between May 23rd of 2018 and March 18th of 2019. They say the incident has now been contained. However, the bad news is if you were at any of their restaurants, which also includes Earl of Sandwich and Chicken Guy and Tequila Taqueria, those restaurants were also affected. So if you were in any of those restaurants between May of last year and March of this year, definitely be monitoring your credit card statements, because a lot of those numbers were sold online, and you will definitely, once that's sold, there's nothing you can do except to monitor your own statement, call your credit card company, and let them know that you may have been a victim of a breach, and set up an alert, because that's mostly that's the best you can do, which is not great, but, you know, monitoring everything is yeah. key.
Always good. It's always smart to check your credit report every so often anyway, yes. just to make sure there's nothing going on, especially in this day of technology. All right, number four on the technology countdown is some good news. Amazon lowering prices again at Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon has, they're really making a push for to get more Prime members, and so they've lowered a lot of different produce prices, which is great. In-season produce can be very expensive at Whole Foods, so greens and tomatoes and tropical fruits, all of that have been slashed by about 20%. There are 300 exclusive deals coming over the next few months for Amazon Prime members. And right now, new subscribers can get $10 off the purchase of a $20 item or more at Whole Foods if you sign up to be an Amazon Prime member. And, of course, the biggest perk of being a Prime member is free two-day shipping from Amazon.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Number three on the list, Facebook app developers leaked millions. Another breach. You said another day, another breach. Another minute, another breach. And yes. user records on their cloud services.
Yep, they've left hundreds of millions of user records exposed and on publicly visible cloud servers. And this is according to a research firm that they worked with called UpGuard. The researcher said that the larger of the two data sets actually came from a Mexican media company. And this is all in all, this is not good. This is 540 million records, account names and IDs, things like that. They have all, of course, been sold on the black market. And these data sets were just left on Amazon cloud servers for anyone to see. And so very, very easily hacked into. And again, monitor all of your information, because if you're using Facebook, they just really can't be trusted at this point. And that's unfortunately what they're proving to us.
Victoria Keelan reviewing the top five technology stories of the week. At number two, Google Assistant has launched its first celebrity voice cameo.
Yes, it's the silky smooth sounds of John Legend. For a limited time, John Legend will sing happy birthday to you. He'll tell you what the weather is and answer questions like, who is Chrissy Teigen? Which, if you don't know, that's his wife. Google Assistant is available everywhere now on iOS and Android devices. And John Legend is one of six new Google Assistant voices. And he can do lots of things. He recorded answers to a few select prompts like, hey, Google, serenade me. Or, hey, Google, are we just ordinary people? And again, another shout out to a John Legend song. And you can actually have John set as your assistant voice. You can just switch that in your settings. So it's kind of cool and kind of fun. And you'll be seeing more of more John Legend Google commercials for sure.
All right, the number one biggest technology story of the week involves Jeff Bezos and the fact that he could have been compromised by Saudi Arabia.
This is a bizarre story, but yes, Jeff Bezos claims that his phone was actually hacked by the Saudis, and this is a revelation that came that the National Enquirer had obtained intimate texts and images between Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez. Well, it turns out they tried to blame Lauren Sanchez's brother for leaking these, but actually it turns out that the National Enquirer already had the texts in advance. So there looks like there's some collusion between the Enquirer and the Saudis to gain access to Bezos. Bezos' phone, so he needs a new phone.
Collusion. Technology news with Victoria Keelan at 59 minutes past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.